Money and markets, of course, the top story is the fiscal cliff negotiations. Very surprisingly, the administration has put Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner in charge of the negotiations. And this is unusual because Geithner has announced he's leaving in January. So in one sense, he's a lame duck. And he's also not somebody who has a very good relationship with Congress. Given the fluidity of cabinet members, we're looking at a very fluid situation because not only are the policies up for grabs, but a lot of the people who are running them now are going to run them are, you know, planning on leaving. So you have a very fluid set of policies, a very fluid set of players, and numerous highly sensitive, controversial issues. So we're watching something that is more fluid than you like to see around this much money and power. The debt limit is a particularly sensitive issue. The approvals of how much money the government can borrow are often done separate to the appropriation process. And you'll see these situations where we bump up into the debt limit. A variety of people use it as a toll booth to get their way on other issues, and you can end up in a real dogfight. One of the most desperate times in recent memory was this happened in 1995. And it was one of the reasons at the time that everybody told me, that's it, we've given up on democracy, we're pulling all the money out of the country. Because the process of trying to get people to agree to a fiscally responsible solution has always proved to be very elusive, particularly if you can just go borrow money. Some of the key issues that we'll be talking about tonight but are on the table in the negotiation is the Democrats want an increase in the top tax rates for individuals. The Republicans are saying no. The Republicans are insisting on cuts in entitlements. The Democrats were saying no until today, when a new twist, two of the top Senate Democratic leaders, Durbin of Illinois and Chuck Schumer from New York, signaled that they may have to accept cuts to U.S. entitlement programs to secure deficit reduction. The real big problem in that equation, of course, is Medicare. We've been talking about on the Salyer Report. Several videos from Carl Denninger I've posted in the blog in recent weeks where he talks about at the current rate of growth in Medicare, you know, within some reasonable period of time, it will be bigger than the entire GNP of the country. Obviously, that can't continue. We have an article on the blog, CEO groups insisting on cutting entitlements. And the amazing thing about this is here you've got guys who've received billions of dollars off budget in bailouts, insisting that we have to cut entitlements that are on budget. You know, if there was no hypocrisy in this world, they'd be suggesting we move the entitlements off budget as well. Stepping in to support this, Federal Reserve is meeting next week on December 11th and 12th and is expected to announce more monthly bond purchases, part of the QE3. But in combination with other planned bond purchases, we're looking at possibly another $85 billion of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. Which should provide significant liquidity to the market. And when you add that to the low interest rates near zero, you know, it's quite an injection. The Fed could even decide to do more in theory. They certainly have the authority to do it. A new announcement, pretty terrifying, and I want to make sure that anybody, any young people or people with children, grandchildren headed for college, take note. An announcement this week, it's up on the blog from Bloomberg, that the student loan debt collection is targeted for an overhaul in U.S. legislation next year. They're looking to be able to deduct student loans directly from paychecks. And in combination with a provision of no bankruptcy, it's a frightening combination. And you really want to be extremely careful before at this point you mess with student loans. Better to work and go part-time is my feeling. I think it's a very, very dangerous legal structure and financial structure to put a young person into at a young age. Congress is doing it because the difficulty of collecting in this kind of economy from students who are burdened with debt or ex-students with burned debt is tough.